Because here's what he's trusting. He's trusting that what he gave to you won't come back the same way he gave it to you. He's trusting you that he has put his goods in good hands. And so every time God gives you gifts and gives you talents, he gives you within that same arena the ability to multiply it. So don't say you can't, say you won't.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Apostle James Run next.
This man of God prophesied I got an increase in my finances for, I know it was a good $40,000.
Run next.
Yes, and Thursday night I was riding home and I heard a broadcast on the radio and he said that the Lord had anointed him to bless two people financially. I received a contract for $130,000.
When Apostle Run next pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
Yes, anointed with that arm.
Anointed with that arm.
The pain just went
away. The pain just went away.
Miracles happen.
You said the Lord is going to take care of that boy behind bars. God's working. Just exactly like he said.
Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus Christ. This is Apostle James Broadnax, and I tell you, I am just excited on today. Yes, I am excited about what God is doing through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, I believe in miracles because I believe in God. This morning, I was sitting in my devotion, praying and talking to God about many things and praying for my partners that partner with this ministry from around the world. And as I was sitting in prayer, God instructed me today to pray for you. Yes, to pray for you that need a miracle, to pray for you that need a breakthrough in your health, to pray for you that need that financial breakthrough. And at the end of this broadcast, I'm going to give you my direct phone number to my office. And I'm going to sit here in this office today, and I'm going to pray prayers that's going to heal. Yes, I am. I'm going to pray prayers in that all-powerful name of Jesus Christ, prayers that's going to bring deliverance to your life. You know, I have prayed and helped thousands around this world. Yes, I have seen Jesus through this prayer blessing ministry, raise individuals up off of their bed of affliction and heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I have seen God through this prayer blessing ministry prosper people and take them from working on jobs to now on in their own businesses. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've heard it with my own hearing. And I want you to know that God is no respecter of person. The same God that was working miracles there at the Full Gospel Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's the same God here in Alexandria and Pineville and Evergreen and Simsport and Cottonport. Listen to me here. He's the same God. The same God that gave those two sisters that $9,000 miracle in an old crock pot. And they went and was cleaning this home. And Sister Glenda, she have her own cleaning business, and she asked her sister, she said, I'm really busy this week. Can you just help me for just this one day? And the sister agreed. And they went to work that day, and as they was throwing things out on the side of the street, and there was certain stuff that they could keep if they wanted to keep it. And Sister Glenda told her sister, said, now, you know, you don't have a crock pot. And the sister said to her, yes, you're right, but this crock pot does not have a top. I need a crock pot with a top to it. And so they argued over the crock pot, and Glenda convinced that her sister to take that crock pot, and she said, we'll find a top. But when they got to the sister's house and they was unloading all of the stuff that the sister decided to keep that they didn't throw away, And she was going in the house with the crock pot, and it slipped out of her hand. And when the crock pot fell out of her hand, the bottom of the crock pot popped off. And $901,000 bills rolled out of the crock pot. Now, they ain't never seen a $1,000 bill, so I'm still in revival there. So the next morning, they go straight to the bank. They helped the bank to open the bank. They was there when the security guards got there. They went in there with those old $901,000 bills, took them about 45 minutes, an hour, whatever, and said, finally, one of the guys came back with the old money and said, well, it's good money, and do you want to open an account or what you want to do? And that sister told that banker, no, I would just like to have it all back in cash. They gave them $9,000 and brand new $100 bills. And they came back to the crusade and testified. Well, James Broughton asked, how did that happen? All I know is this. God is a miracle-working God. And all I did was that night her sister was at the crusade, I just took some anointing oil and anointed her hands and prophesied that God was going to bless her. But when she gave the testimony, she said to all of the people that was in that crusade and all of them that watched on the television station there, My48 in North Carolina, she told them that James Broadnax prophesied money into my hands. Listen to me. And I told them, I said, all of the glory go to God. You see, I believe in miracles. And all I'm saying, the same God that is working miracles in all of these other cities, God is saying that he want to work some miracles here in Alexandria. God won't expect and see Pineville to come up to an all-time high. Somebody, you're listening in Marksville, God wants your expectancy to come on up because God is ready to give you that miracle that you need in your body. Listen, let me tell you, that high blood pressure is getting ready to wreck today. God is getting ready to cleanse and purify that blood today. God is going to destroy that's been trying to destroy you. Brother, all you must do today is to call me. Yes, your calls today is going to be personal and confidential. I would not record your prayer requests. I'm going to pray and believe God with you for the miracle that you need in your life. For one solid hour, I'm going to sit here in this office at the headquarters, 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. I'm going to sit here in this office, and I'm going to receive these phone calls. And I am going to pray powerful blessings and prayers for you that need God's help. And many of you, before the week is over, you will be calling me with testimonies and praise reports. Now get that pen, get that paper. Let me give you the number that you're going to dial. Now remember this, I can only talk, pray, and prophesy to one person at a time. So you just keep calling until you get me. I'm going to stay here for one solid hour, and I'm going to be at 318-427-9255. 318-427-9255. Yes, my dear sister, we're going to pray. Glory to God. And I believe that God is going to bring your husband from behind prison bars. Yes, we're going to pray some prayers that's going to reach behind prison bars today. We're going to pray some divine favor prayers. I want that man to call me that you need the favor of God on your business. Listen, brother, let me tell you, you're not listening to a novice. I've been praying and helping God's people for over 36 years. I have traveled around this country from city to city, state to state, praying and prophesying the word of the Lord for over 36 years. And I'm still here praying these powerful prayers. I have seen so many people healed, so many people delivered, so many people set free. And all it takes is just faith, faith in God. All things are possible to him that believe it. And I want you to get to that telephone at 318-427-9255. 318-427-9255 for one solid hour. I am sitting here in my office. Yes, I'm going to use my God-given gift that God has given me. And I'm going to pray these powerful prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And that devil, he's going to have to pack his bags and leave your life, leave your home. That devil going to have to release your money. Listen, call me now at 318-427-9255. There is no charge for these prayers. I'm going to pray. And the Lord Jesus is going to work the miracle. Sister Glenda is just going to come and tell you how it all happened for her and her sister. Listen to this.
You prophesied to my sister.
Yes.
About she was going to get some money.
Uh-huh.
Soon.
Yes.
Okay. We went to finish cleaning up the nasty house.
Okay.
Yesterday. We finished it today.
Mm-hmm.
God said there's some money in this kitchen.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay. By the time we got through cleaning, we said, Lord, where in the world is some money at in this kitchen?
Because, uh-huh.
You know, it was just inhabitable. So anyway, I said, do you need a crock pot? She said, yeah, I do. She said, but it don't have no top on it. I said, well, we can put a top on it. Ain't no big deal. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she got the crock pot. She took it home, and the crock pot fell down the steps and broke open.
Mm-hmm.
And it was $1,000 bill. Then she said, underneath here. I said, girl, I gotta get to church. I'm gonna be late. She said, girl, I found something else in there. I said, what did you find? She said, I found 5 JF Kennedy silver dollars from the mint in Washington, D.C. with the papers under.
Listen, hold up, Brenda. Hold up.
Sister Glenda. Now, last night, I walked right back there